Unit 4. Where it never melts. In the Northern Hemisphere, there are two areas that separate the polar regions of the north from the warmer regions of the south. These biomes are natural habitats known as the taiga and the tundra. These two regions are both very cold and inhospitable for most people, but for organisms capable of surviving the extreme conditions, these habitats are the places they call home. The further north one goes to look for life, the less likely one is to find it. But even in the harshest and most desolate places on Earth, some life can still be found. The taiga is the world's largest biome and is named after the Russian word meaning forest. The taiga stretches across Siberia, Alaska, Canada, and parts of northern Europe. Throughout the world, the taiga looks nearly the same. It is a large belt of coniferous trees, like the fir, pine, and spruce. The animals that are able to thrive in the taiga are ones that can resist the extreme cold and store large amounts of energy as body fat. Another trait contributing to survival of the taiga species is the ability to hibernate through the coldest months. An example of an animal that can thrive in the taiga is the American black bear. The American black bear is well adapted to the cold weather because of its multiple layers of fur. The American black bear is also able to store enough calories as body fat to keep it alive throughout winter. The tundra draws its name from the Finnish word tunturi, which means treeless plain. It is known for its extreme and almost desert-like conditions. The tundra region is covered with permafrost, which is land frozen nearly all year. The ground remains frozen most of the year and melts partially in the summer. Very little plant life grows in the tundra since the temperatures are too cold and the soil nutrients are scarce. For this reason, there are very few animals found in the tundra. An example of an animal that is able to live in the harsh conditions of the tundra is the Arctic fox, which has long fur that changes color with the seasons and is able to live by scavenging off of larger hunters like the polar bear. Between the taiga and the tundra, there is a transition zone which is called the forest tundra. The forest tundra is an ecotone that divides the area between two adjacent biomes and is the northernmost point where trees are able to grow. The forest tundra can take two different forms. The first is a wide area of loosely scattered trees separated by some low-lying shrubs. The second is an area with patches of trees clustered together, separated by wide and nearly empty spaces.